Hi, I'm Ben Barnes, and you are listening to Life Minute TV. Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for doing this. So how are you? Congratulations.
I'm very well. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm a bit overwhelmed this morning after so many years of wanting to put music out and then having people sort of tweet their favorite songs at me or their favorite lyric at me or something. And it's having it be specific and out there and not mine anymore is a really good feeling, actually.
So cool. Most of us know you as an actor. How did you decide to get into music? Was it always a passion from a young age?
It was actually sort of my first passion. I was always singing in choirs and Sinatra tribute concerts and Stevie Wonder soul nights, and I would play drums in a jazz orchestra, and I just always about music, and I thought music would be what I did. And then when I was about 19, I started recording some music and some jazz covers, and I had a manager, and I was in a pop band for a minute. Sort of felt like it slipped through my fingers a little bit, and I sort of started focusing on the acting stuff and theater and TV. And eventually got into films and couldn't quite believe how I'd got there and felt like the luckiest man in the world. So I've been pursuing it for 20 years, but I've always kind of magnetized back to the music and played as many musicians in movies as I could. And I was always doing an impression, whether it was in high school of the Sinatra or the Stevie Wonder, and then through, my movies, different kind of 80s rock stars in leather trousers or Americana folk street buskers or whatever, but it was never really entirely me. And I think something about the pandemic and those kind of identity crises that most people I know were having was just sort of an if not now, when moment, and managed to sort of spend the time finishing songs that were half written and, lyrics without music and, things that just didn't feel complete. And then suddenly I had this collection of songs which felt complete, and I just like did everything I could to make it something that I could then share.
What about the piano? Have you always played? Are you self-taught?
I'm completely self-taught. I'm not very good. But I got myself this piano actually about a year, just over a year. Yeah, a year and a half ago, something like that. And I'd always had a sort of electric one, but I still don't really know what I'm doing on it. I just write the lyrics until I'm happy, and then I sit at the piano and I move my fingers around, and then I drive my producers crazy by saying, I don't know what this chord is called, but you need to move your thumb down one. And then it will sound like the feeling that I was having when I wrote this. So I think it's quite an organic way of doing it, but it does take a really long time, and it does upset a lot of proper musicians.
And you mentioned the producers. You worked with some heavy hitting ones. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so John Laguiere and Jesse Siebenberg, they'd worked with everyone from old school Herbie Hancock through to John Mayer and the Lucas Nelson Band, who were the Star Is Born band. And I just really liked them as people, and they had a passion for it. And I sent them the songs, and they were like, we can do something with these. And then through the project, they actually both got more kind of enthused by it. And by the end, they were like, I love this. So it was a very sort of rewarding experience to take them from the voice notes of just piano and voice through to like some, in some cases, these sort of big sweeping sort of anthemic things with strings and brass and drums and, all these things, all done sort of remotely through the pandemic as well, which just made it twice as difficult. But we did it.
Well, tell us about it. What does it sound like?
I'm sort of describing it as sort of old soul pop, because it has a kind of, there's a catchiness to the songs that sort of fit into a formulaic structure of a pop song, but it's informed and inspired by the music that I loved and grew up around, which was, Queen and Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder and the Doobie Brothers or Bonnie Raitt or whatever it might be, like all of that kind of stuff that I was introduced to by my dad was always the stuff that I gravitated towards, or the Beatles. And you can never sound like any of those people, but if you put them all in a melting pot and then write something about your life and it gets sort of spun out the other side, out the sort of washer and dryer, and it's hopefully ends up sounding like you. And when I first started playing stuff to my friends, they're like, oh, this sounds like you are as a person. And I was like, great, that's all I could ever have tried to do.
And songs for you, who is you?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, obviously some of these songs are clearly, you know, from moments in my life. So they're about specific people. And in those cases, they know who they are. But I think that also the beautiful thing about music is that as soon as you release it, it becomes about, you know, what I love about certain Beatles songs, you know, when I listen to I Wanna Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, I think about the person whose hand I wanna hold, not who, you know, Paul McCartney or John Lennon's, whose hand they were wanting to hold when they were late teenagers. I don't care. This is about, you know, it's about how it relates to you and how we can all, how we're, you know, we become, as soon as we share something like that, you become a community and it sort of, it connects us together. So it's about, as soon as you listen to it, it's for you. And then thirdly, the third reason is there's a song, Leon Russell song called A Song For You, which I love, which Donny Hathaway did a version of, that is one of my favorite ever recordings. And I fell in love with it as a late teenager. And so it just kind of was a bit of an ode to that as well.
And there's a video too, right?
There's actually a couple of videos. Yeah, there's two videos. There's a video for 11-11, which is the first one, which was directed by my friend Lee Krieger, who directed some of Shadow and Bone, the pilot episodes of that, which is the show I'm in on Netflix. And it stars Evan Rachel Wood, who was in Westworld with me. And then the second video was directed by an old friend of mine, Georgia King, who's also an actor. And it stars Floriana Lima, who was in The Punisher with me. So it was sort of a concerted effort to have this connective tissue between my acting life, and I wanted them to be very much storytelling type videos, so that it wasn't just a kind of, oh, this actor's a singer now. It's kind of like, no, there's a bridge from one to the other.
What do you like better, acting or music?
I mean, they're both storytelling to me. They sort of come under the same banner, and I've sung in so many films. And, you know, this feels particularly special because it's about me and it's intimate and it's purely from me. There's no director or editor or writer other than me. So it feels very personal in that way. And that's a very special feeling.
What's next for you? Any more acting or more music?
I've just actually finished a Guillermo del Toro horror anthology series episode. You know, I'm not the biggest horror fan in the world, but I thought new challenge, something different. And if Guillermo del Toro asks you to do something, you just say yes. So that was exciting. And then I'll go back to Shadow and Bone, which is the fantasy series on Netflix.
So what's something you never travel without?
Something I never travel without. Do you know, over the years, I've got some lovely gifts of like things that people have made me, various crew members on things or close friends have made me, like a beautiful, like passport holder. And my first ever girlfriend got me this like weekend bag, leather bag, which kind of goes everywhere with me still. It's like little, you can probably tell I'm quite a sentimental human being. So I like taking personal things with me. I always take a notebook, again, usually one that someone's given me as a present, so I can jot down little phrases or, you know, things like that.
What's the best life lesson you've ever learned?
Do you know what? There's a thread of hopefulness that goes through the songs. And one of them is based on a John Lennon quote that my dad used to say to me when I was young, which was, it will be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's not the end, which is basically this beautifully cheeky poetic way of saying, you know, it will get better always.
Love it. What's your favorite way to relax?
Probably TV binge. Yeah, probably binging a series with no guilt.
What are some of your favorites?
I mean, I sort of unashamedly watch everything, really. I've just been watching The Squid Game most recently, but I've rewatched all of Friends recently. I mean, it's kind of whatever I'm in the mood for.
You know what movie I love that you're in? Was it The Big Wedding? Is it called The Big Wedding?
Yes, The Big Wedding. What an amazing cast. Yeah.
I love that one.
The home kind of looks like the home in that, if you've got the style.
Oh, my home?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. I didn't know you had an accent. I couldn't believe, you know, that was so, that was amazing.
Well, maybe this one is the fake accent and that one. You'll never know.
What's your favorite comfort food?
All of them. I love Indian food. I love Indian food. I love pizzas. I love potato chips. Yeah, all of it.
Well, you don't look like it. How do you stay fit?
I like to switch between lots of different things because I get bored very easily. I do have a little gym in my home now since the pandemic, but I love swimming and hiking. I recently did a bit of Pilates to keep myself in the right order. I love playing tennis. I like to switch between them.
Gosh, you're a busy guy. My goodness.
I didn't say how often I've done it in the last couple of months, but I like to try to do those things.
What's your idea of romance?
My idea of romance.
Ooh, I stumped him on this one.
No, it's just lots of things going through my head. Romance, secret poems hanging in trees. I don't know.
Anything you want to tell us about your music or anything that we didn't cover?
Just that it's out today, and I hope you love it.
Love it. Yay.
Thank you so
much. Oh my
much.
Goodness. Thank you so much. And congrats again.
Thank
so
you so much.
So excited for you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye. To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.